Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
It's that time of year as college basketball takes center stage with the tournament finally upon us. If you're looking to wager this year, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your updated odds and info, along with great contests, including the bracket contest, where you have a chance to take home the top prize. Head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEV, that's BLEAV, to get started. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about our NFL draft prospect, Mr. Christopher Hinton from Michigan, is our host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
Hey, what's going on, man? We're talking some Michigan Big Blue today. Big shout out to Christopher Hinton, who we're doing today. Going to show some love to the young man. It's going to be a good show. And I can't wait to talk more about this top-tier prospect.
Absolutely. And we just love our audience. We wanted to tell you that because you're watching us live, you're listening to our podcast, you're enjoying the show, and we just love you guys because, you know, when it comes to NFL draft prospects, we are going to give you all the coverage you need to know the most about your Michigan people that might get drafted, about your NFL draft prospects that are going to be going, everything that you need to know all the way from your fantasy league planning, all the way, you know, into your next season planning for the NFL, deciding which teams you think will be the best and where you think things will go. So that's what we do here every single week on 100 Yards of Football. So thank you so much for watching. Well, Mr. Logan Landers, Christopher Hinton from Michigan, what do we have to look forward to from this young man?
So let's talk about this young man. Before he went to Michigan, Jeremiah, will give the reason we're showing him some more love today is because his hometown is in Johns Creek out here in Georgia. He went to Greater Atlanta Christian High School. So, I mean, hey, we're showing some love to him today. And he was a stud in high school. Let's talk more about there before he decided, hey, you know, I'm going to go to Michigan and try things out. Nice. So during high school, this guy was a star, a four-star prospect, ranked 49th nationally, and overall the number five player in Georgia. Like I said, four-star recruit, even five-star on certain websites that were ranking him. He was a All-State first team in 2017, and this guy is an absolute – he was a lineman of the year in Region 7 AAA. And this guy was just a star overall. And I don't blame him because Jeremiah, his father, and our guy, Mr. Football Vince Turner, is going to love this research that we were doing. His father is also by the name of Chris Hinton. Now, for all the longtime viewers who might be a fan of football back in the 80s, yes, Chris Hinton was drafted in one of the best drafts, the 1983 draft, by the Denver Broncos, but was then traded to the Indianapolis Colts, where he had a very good career for about six seasons, then came over to Atlanta for 3 years, and then he wrapped up his career in Minnesota in the 94-95 season, a seven-time Pro Bowler, two-time first-team All-Pro, a three-time second-team All-Pro, and he was inducted into the Indianapolis Colts Ring of Honor. So his father was like, all right, I had a very good career here. I need you, my boy. I need you to go in here and see what you can do. So Chris Hinton, like I said, did very well in high school for himself, got offers from a lot of top-tier schools, but he chose to go with Michigan, and he had a pretty solid career. 2019 is where it all started out for him. Didn't get a whole lot of playing time, but he did have 10 tackles for the year. 2020, the crazy year that was, right? He had 12 tackles with one sack and also two passes defended. And in 2021, this past year, 32 tackles, two pass defended, one sack for the 6'4", 310-pound defensive tackle. Now, those numbers might not jump off the screen at you, but I'm going to talk more about the potential that this young man has because, look, man, that the Michigan defense was outstanding, right? There's a reason that they were a top team in the country this past year in college football, and Christopher Hinton was a big part of that. So some of the strengths that this guy has, he flashes some really solid strength to just shed guys, to get away from them, and to get to the quarterback and to help stuff in the running game. That's where he's really effective, is in the running game and also in the passing game too. He's a very solid pass defender for his size. He's lean. He's got good leverage against the run. He's tough for one guy to move. I mean, he's a big man. Like I say, he's lean, but he's a strong dude that you got to try and push out the way with more than one offensive lineman mostly. He's quick-footed as a pass rusher. He's got good hips. He can change directions very well. He's got good flexibility for a guy his size, which you like to see. He goes to the ground very often. He's not going to get shoved around. He's not going to get pushed down by these super strong offensive linemen. You're not going to see him do that very much. He's got good balance because in high school he was a very good wrestler also. So you're just seeing this guy is a athlete, not just a football player. And he's got good strength to sit down, lock down, create a pile around him that can help to lead some in and out, try and get away from the opposing offensive line, whether it's go inside and do a swim move, do a spin move to the outside, whatever it may be, just to try and disrupt the quarterback and everything along those lines. So those are some strengths that this guy has.
Tons of people take multivitamins, but it's important to choose one that is top quality. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day right. Their special blend of ingredients supports gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's also lifestyle-friendly and fits a wide range of diets. There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial anything. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/believe. That's B-L-E-A-V. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/believe. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health.
Weaknesses he can improve on and why he's going to be picked in probably one of the later rounds in this upcoming draft come April. Like I say, he's competitive. He's a very tough and very fiery competitor, but that can sometimes be a downfall when you're a little bit too aggressive, right? Because we always like to see a guy trying to go after the ball every single play, but sometimes he can be too aggressive, miss a guy, miss a tackle, or you know, or just anything along those lines, so he can't work on that. He sometimes plays too upright, just he doesn't have that flex, that bend that you could see in more of the elite prospects that are getting drafted. Like I say, he's got really good weight room strength. How that will translate into game day, it doesn't really help a whole lot. But I feel like, you know, you can always get stronger. You can always get leaner. So he can work on maybe just his mobility a little bit. And he doesn't get the most leverage off of snaps and certain plays. So that's really just working on your technique as a pass rusher, just trying to figure out more ways to get through the opposing offensive lineman, get to the quarterback, get to the running back. And also he just needs to be, like I say, he can sometimes be aggressive, but he kind of picks and chooses instead of just full-on 100% go, go, go. So he can sometimes take some plays off. He can kind of be like, man, where's Chris Hinton on this play? And that's just because either he knows he's beat or just he doesn't give that 1,000% effort of throwing guys around and just really being the aggressor on a certain play. But overall, talking about Chris Hinton, like I said, he's got some untapped potential, I think. And that's why we're talking about him today. It's just because how solid he's been, right? And I feel that in, you know, like I said, the stats really didn't pop off. I was getting those off of ESPN. But he does have something. He's got that really good pedigree, like I said, with his father playing in the NFL. He is a very good player overall, I think. It's someone who, if you draft him in a later round, maybe in a couple of seasons, you will get someone who can develop into a very good defensive tackle. I just think that coming into the draft, right, and I don't think he's ready day one. I think he'll need a little bit of time to get coached up, to kind of get everything figured out. But like I say, he's a smart kid because he is a two-time academic All-Big Ten honoree in 2020 and 2021. So he's book smart. He's a letterman. He's a really good guy. But I think that just give him a little bit of time and he could potentially develop into a very good player for your team. But I think that you can find certain packages to throw him in, as he'll probably be a backup, if I had to assume, since he will be a later round pick. But I like this guy. There is some potential there in the future. But I can't wait to see where Chris Hinton gets drafted in about a month come April, right? We're almost about a month away exactly from the draft in Vegas. So we'll see what day and what team gives him the call to become a professional football player just like his dad. We'll see.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Yeah, we definitely will see. That is amazing. Thank you so much, Mr. Landers. That was super in-depth, and I think it really gives a good view of why Christopher Hinton is entering the draft, where he might go, and what kind of potential he does have. That's an incredible career he's already had coming through high school, had so many great awards and did so well, pushed right up into college, was ready to go, was ready to play, and I think you see, like, there's a ton of untapped potential, especially with that amazing legacy, too. He's got some good connections. He can actually, you know, pivot that as well to, you know, figure out where he would be a great fit so that somebody can, you know, use that and just train him and just put him in and put him as one of those NFL players that you're like a couple seasons from now, you're going to be like, yeah, I knew this guy was going to be great, you know? So I definitely really love that. And thank you so much for that absolutely in-depth coverage. For everybody watching, this is the kind of coverage we give you every single time we come on the air. That is our job here at 100 Yards of Football, to keep you informed. So if you're watching us live on our video, or if you're listening to our podcast, we just want to say thank you so much. And if you're not listening to our podcast, come and join us over on the podcast, 100 Yards of Football. You can listen to it anywhere that you listen to podcasts, over on Spotify, over on Amazon, on Google, everywhere that I've ever been and looked up 100 Yards of Football and podcast, we are there. Apple Podcasts, you can listen to us anytime that you like. And we have over 700 episodes of our amazing podcast. And those aren't just draft prospects. We also do team previews. We do intellectual talk about what might happen in the next few rounds of football when this new season starts. We have roundtable discussions. We have interviews with great players. We have history specials and so much more. It's a lot of fun. And when the season starts getting going again, you're going to see some incredible players coming on for interviews. And we're going to have just some great people and just some great times. And it's just a lot of fun. So join us every single week for brand new episodes. We have new episodes that come out pretty much every day between the podcast and our live show. So thank you so much again to Mr. Logan Landers, our host, for that NFL draft prospect on Christopher Hinton, the defensive tackle from Michigan. I am your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be back with another live episode.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.